Deepa, when was the last time you went to a movie theater?
Oh, it was so long ago, Robin. It was pre-COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking you're a busy mom, but also COVID, right? And I've
COVID.
been, but I'm usually the only one there, maybe with producer Emiko, because, they set up screenings for us, lucky us. But theaters have been empty. Some have closed. Some of the biggest players are struggling to stay open. AMC Theaters has had losses quarter after quarter for a year. And now Amazon is reportedly considering making an offer for the chain. So let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, when was the last time you went to a movie theater?
Ditto, pre-COVID, it was at least a year and a half
Yeah.
before COVID. And between the sticker shock of the ticket price and the surcharge and the bladder shock, I can no longer handle the big, bladder buster $9 cola.
I
I
know.
can't pause, rewind, go to the bathroom. So I resolved to go and stream at home
Well, is that
in
what
many ways.
is that
Oh.
what I'm moving on. Is that what it is? Is it streaming or is it COVID that shut down theaters?
I mean, think about it. We have been in the golden age of the small screen at home. A lot of generationally millennials, Gen Z people, even Gen Xers prefer to watch these things on their phones and their tablets, on HBO Max, on Netflix. I mean, even a master release like The Irishman on
Yeah.
Netflix, that was something that you could watch a major, polished, expensive motion picture on the small screen. And yes, there are still things like Avatar or the long-awaited Top Gun sequel. But I think what sounded a death knell for that was the pandemic, that we were freaked out. I mean, to go to these big shows, and even coming out of that, it's still a matter of streaming. I mean, it's not Succession, which was hotly waited for Sunday. It's not
Yeah.
like that's going to theaters first. A lot of people are still tired of paying, of the surcharges, of getting nickeled and dimed, and then
Yeah.
having to wait for the DVD. So they'd rather stream at home.
Yeah. Well, over 2,000 movie theaters have shut, apparently, according to some recent reporting. So if it's so bad, why would Amazon want to buy AMC?
Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder, he's a curious guy. Why did he buy Whole Foods in the end? That wasn't a boffo gangbusters deal. In the end, he shelled out, what, $14 billion in cash? Why did he buy MGM Plus or MGM for $8 billion or Zappos or IMDb? I think when you're a company the size of Amazon, you can experiment, you can have fun. But having said that, he's pulled back on brick and mortar. Remember all the headlines they garnered when they went into brick and mortar grocery stores, when they built actual bookstores? They're now being snapped up by Barnes and Noble. He's a curious guy and he likes to innovate, but this could just be a talking stalking horse
Yeah.
strategy for the sake of Amazon Prime and customer acquisition.
I want to go back to the movie theaters. There's one north of Boston that has like old couches and stuff in it up in Gloucester. And then the AMC's
Oh, that
here.
one in Harvard Square that shows the old-timey movies from the
Yeah, the Brattle
1950s. I mean,
Square Theater.
that is a relic. That's a throwback. That's something you can't do at home.
But what about just quick, the theaters that are spiffing things up, putting new chairs in, tiered ticket pricing?
I mean, they're chasing everything. Even AMC is trying to sell popcorn in grocery stores. It's a desperate and dying effort, and there are fewer dollars to chase around to do it.
Okay. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you as always.
Thank you, Robin.